This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We've been looking into who's getting paid to carry out the Trump administration policy of separating children. These are children taken from parents arrested on suspicion of trying to enter the U.S. without permission. Marketplace's Andy Euler is in Brownsville, Texas now with more on the money that flows into these facilities. Hey, Andy.
Good morning.
Tell me more about this company. How did this nonprofit grow to be such a key player in this industry?
Yeah, so Southwest Key started as a local nonprofit here in Brownsville that housed basically less than 50 boys who had entered the country illegally but were not yet 18. It's now a huge nonprofit whose budget last year was almost $500 million. Now, a lot of that money comes through contracts with the federal government. But you're right, it's a bit anomalous because the other companies in the private prison space, and that's what we're talking about when you talk about immigrant detention centers for the most part, are for-profit companies. Now, I spoke with Alex Friedman at the Human Rights Defense Center, who dug into exactly how these companies make money, and I asked him whether being a nonprofit like Southwest Key actually matters.
It's all from the same bucket, which is taxpayer money. So all the money that you and I and listeners all pay to the federal government in our taxes, it all just goes into a big bucket and then is paid out to various contractors that the federal government contracts with, whether they're for-profit or non-profit.
Now, as a nonprofit, Southwest Key doesn't have to pay federal income tax, but what Friedman told me is that these other for-profit groups have declared themselves real estate companies and established real estate investment trusts, or REITs, to house their money because those are also exempt from many federal income taxes.
But this clearly is a growth opportunity for the nonprofit Southwest Key as the Trump administration pushes the family separation policy.
You're right. There's already talk of a new facility dedicated to very young children that would operate in Houston. But Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner has already met with Southwest Key, and he's asked them to reconsider their plans to open the facility there.
And you contacted Southwest Key. What'd they say?
I got an email from Southwest Key, and I'll just read you what they wrote me. Southwest Key Programs does not operate detention centers, so we do not have detainees in our programs. We are a fully licensed child care program, and each of our shelters is regulated by a child care licensing authority, as well as the Office of Refugee Resettlement and other state and local agencies.
All right, but I just looked at the dictionary. To detain, to keep someone in official custody, is one of the definitions.
You're right, and we should be clear that Southwest Key's job as a contractor with the United States government is to take care of unaccompanied minor undocumented immigrants and children who have been separated from parents who allegedly entered the country illegally.
All right. Marketplace's Andy Euler in Brownsville, Texas. Thank you.
Thanks, David.